KXLU 88.9 in Los Angeles, KXLU.com, all around the world, broadcasting from the Loyola Marymount University campus. And it's a beautiful Sunday late afternoon. Sun's about to set. Now is time for the Mystic Pete Chronicles. I'm Mystic Pete. Thank you so much, Ernesto. We love your show, Serenata de Trios. I've learned so much about this style of music from you, and it's one of my favorite genres. Now we have a very special program, very special guest in studio. Her name is Stephanie Ortiz, a.k.a. DJ Sway Step. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Pete. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here today.
Nice radio voice.
Yes.
Well, you are on staff here at Loyola Marymount University, and this is kind of officially part of my series that's featuring staff and students and the campus people. So this is what we're doing tonight, and it just so happens that you're also a DJ, so we're going to hear some of your art in the form of you playing music and me dancing over here. White guy dancing. I'm sorry. You're going to just have to deal with it.
That's awesome. Yes. No, I'm looking forward to it. Of seeing your moves.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. No cameras, please. Well, why don't you say a little about yourself? Stephanie Ortiz, Senior Administrative Coordinator of Student Health Services at Loyola Marymount University. Yes. So what does that mean?
So that means that, you know, I'm essentially the first point of contact for, you know, all of, you know, for student health services. So that means that, you know, I help triage students. So that means like making sure, you know, seeing how the gravity of the situation, because we do get a lot of students who, you know, are really ill, get sick, have a lot of questions and things like that. So help navigate like clinic flow and, you know, manage, you know, SHS and things like that, and work with like the clinicians and all the nursing staff there. So it's definitely a very hectic environment. It runs just like a clinic. Like, just imagine like a normal clinic. There's only certain things that we can't do, like, you know, like take x-ray, you know, things like that. But like, say if there's an urgent matter, you know, a student athlete is hurt or things like that, like we're there, you know, for them. And, you know, and it's very different every day. So it's never a dull moment there at Student Health Services. Yeah.
Well, you have a lot of people on campus at any time, staff and students, and things happen. I mean, there's all kinds of physical injuries that happen. There's endemic things like people have a stroke or so, and then injuries and also emotional issues. And you're the first person they see. You have to kind of figure out what's going on and point them in the right direction.
Right. Yeah, no. And it does take a little bit of, like, you know, clinical knowledge, you know, in order to help assess the students or, you know, like help answer any questions that they have and things like that. We're incredibly happy to help all the students, but it's also like a lot of work, you know. It's just, yeah.
You love to care for people.
Yes.
This is caring.
It's definitely my passion. Like, it's definitely something that throughout my life, it's just caring for people. And, you know, being there for the community is something that it's always been essential in my life.
That comes naturally to some people, empathic people. We just feel other people's pain and want to ease it. We want to ease suffering on the planet.
Right. That definitely comes with a lot of, like, yeah, background or experience in that sense, where I'm like, you never know what, you know, a person might be going through. And you never know, you know, the health issues that they might be facing. So always be kind and always be, you know, good to people.
It's a pretty good attitude. And before, when we were first talking, I was asking about this administrative work that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I always tended to think of the medical field as, you know, doctors, nurses, hospitals, and so forth. But there's also this whole stream of administrative work. In other words, there has to be an organization that can support all the actual hands-on treatments. I mean, obviously that's there, but it didn't really occur to me that's a whole career. And, you know, you went to school for that, right. The administrative, and you weren't in the ER clinic, you weren't, you know, in residency and all that kind of stuff. You learned how to manage.
Right. It's more management. So it definitely, it's a whole thing, you know, that's critical for all the clinicians that, you know, all the other components within healthcare are managed or taken care of, because ultimately, if we don't have good clinic flow, it really messes up, you know, just the way we treat, you know, the treatment of the students, making sure they're in and out efficiently. It's more about efficiency, like how are we able to get to the students quicker, easier, and, you know, help them, you know, support them as much as we can.
Well, I just like, well, this is a radio show and it's in arts and communication, but there has to be a good structure, a good organization that supports us so we can relax and speak in the mic. We have Lydia, our manager, who's, you know, holds down the ship, and then a number of other support staff. So yes, that has to be in place so we can do what we're doing right this second.
Right. Yeah. No, definitely. No, that's essentially like part, like the biggest component of it, which is like management, team effort, like, but it's also like communication with like the doctors, and so it's a lot of work. Yeah,
I'm sure. And earlier we were talking about your own personal approach to life, that, well, we were listening to the music that Ernesto was just playing, and I was mentioning how it slows you down, and then we were talking about how well-being really comes from a practice of, well, why don't you repeat what you were saying to me?
Oh, yeah. Because, so growing up, definitely grew up in like a low income family, right? And so it used to be my approach in life was just like, failure is not an option. I know what, you know, low income looks like. I know what that feels like. And so for a very long time, I was always feeling like I can't fail. Like I was always very hard on myself and very, you know, trying to achieve and things like that. And so now as I'm, you know, just kind of taking care of myself a bit more, I'm learning that meditative work, that, you know, taking care of myself, of really, you know, my mental health, my physical health, is actually what's helping me push forward. Like the more I'm more give myself grace, the more I, you know, make sure that I'm at peace with everything, I strive even better. I'm like more grounded. I'm more focused. I'm more able to like assess better any obstacles in my life. So I'm not like overly stressing out over anything anymore. It's just like, okay, it's fine. You know, if this things happen, and we're just going to keep moving forward. But it's obviously a lot of self-care that comes with that. And so that's what's been really pushing me forward, instead of that, gotta get things done, gotta, you know, push. Like that attitude is actually what, you know, was creating this, you know, just like anxiety in my brain about how to like function and, you know, all that pressure. But now it's, yeah.
Well, thank goodness for all of the medical professionals, the doctors and nurses and so forth. But perhaps a lot of health crises can be prevented with this philosophy of, you know, taking your time, breathing, lowering anxiety that just causes so much ill health. And we're just in a society where it's go, go, go and drive and push and be the best and beat the world. But, well, anyway, I like your philosophy. Now I'm thinking maybe we can get you to do a little DJ set. Yeah. And a little dance. I think you're going to ramp up the pace here, right?
Why not? I am definitely going to ramp up the pace, okay? Just as an FYI to everyone. Yeah, it's going to get very fast, but it's going to be also very fun, very dance, you know, a lot of dance.
Well, let's do it. Let's turn you loose.
Perfect.
You got your rig here. Mystic Peak Chronicles. A little talk, a little music, a little dance. Okay, here we go.
Hey, 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 hey Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up.
We are just wrapping up a set by Stephanie Ortiz, a.k.a. DJ Sway Step. Wow, that was beautiful. You really, you found it. You found your place.
Yes.
You rocked the house.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely made a very energetic set.
I mean, I've been featuring DJs, like the best DJs for like decades, You held your own. That was a good set. That's yeah, a good solid you. Set.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I definitely love electronic dance music, the whole, like, every subgenre. And so I like mixing a little bit of everything within, you know, EDM.
You must, like, listen to a lot of music to find these choice pieces.
A lot.
There's a lot of homework to do.
Yeah. Well, I call it hunting.
Okay.
Like hunting for music. Like yeah. It's just that, like, going in there, like, deep into, like, the realm of music. It's so much fun to just find that one, you know, because some of these, you know, artists are from across the country. Like, there's one of them that's, like, from Switzerland, the other one's from London, the other one's from, like, San Francisco. So there's a lot of variety and a lot of, like, different artists that come from different backgrounds, and I just love it. It's, you know, it's eclectic.
And you give them a platform and the best show and tell in the world. Like, look at these cool tracks I found.
Yeah, exactly. Like, look at these. Like this is fun. And there are subgenres that I've never even heard of before. And I'll just randomly find that. And I'm like, wow, it's endless. It's actually, like, EDM music, it's limitless. And it's so beautiful.
It's an art.
It's an art.
Well, a quick calendar announcement, and then we'll just wrap things up and make room for Pat with Alien Air. He comes on at 8 p.m. The Wars of the Roses by William Shakespeare. That's 8 historical plays read consecutively, one-hour versions. This is in Pasadena. You can go to warsoftheroses.org to find out more about this event at the Shakespeare Villa. That's September 27th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. A friend of the station told me about this. Who's in a Shakespeare reading club. And so I wanted to let my listeners know about the Wars of the... This should be a unique event that's on September 27th. Well, anyway, Stephanie Ortiz, Senior Administrative Coordinator of Student Health Services at Loyola Marymount University, also a superb DJ. Closing words.
No, thank you so much for having me here. You know, I feel great. I feel inspired. This is part of the wellness that I'm going through, you know, taking care of myself, but also the creative art is part of wellness.
Well, it's good to be able to pay your rent and help the world through our work and employment, but it's also good to have art in our life and be a rounded person, and you're doing that.
Yes. It's so much fun. It's great.
Do you want to produce music?
Yes. So yeah, I'm actually working, well, one of my friends' name is Jason, shout out to Jason, for, you know, inspiring me to produce music, and he's also, you know, teaching me and everything, so it's awesome.
Isn't that cool? Well, I think we should have you back on the station at some point, so the first of many.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited.
Stephanie Ortiz, Mystic Peter, the show is called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. You can reach me at mysticpete.com and Mystic Pete on social media. I'm on every Sunday night with the best of talk radio. Next Sunday, I have a very interesting interview with the director of LA Theater Works. So that's another exciting program you can look forward to. Otherwise, Saturday night and Tuesday night, I have a show called In a Dream, which features the DJ community. So thank everyone for listening. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Stephanie Ortiz, DJ Sway Step, and DJ Sway Step on Instagram. That's how people can find you.
Yes, that's how people can find me if they dig my music, the style. Yes, they can find me at, Instagram. Sway Step is my name.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Mystic Pete out.